It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council plans to take a second vote today on whether to form a committee on police accountability. The proposed body would recommend budgeting and resource allocation, help share concerns between the community and the police department, and provide policy recommendations. 11 members would serve on the committee. That includes one representative from each city council district and additional at-large members. Last month's initial reading passed by a vote of 8-1. City Council Councilmember Yolanda Avila was the only no vote, saying the proposal didn't give a voice to the community. Voters in Denver will decide in November whether the Denver City Council should have more power over some city positions currently appointed by the mayor. The ballot measure would give the council power to approve or block the mayor's appointments to 14 positions, including the Denver police chief and sheriff. Council members say it would add transparency and accountability to government agencies. Law students in Colorado have new protocols for the upcoming bar exam. That's the response from the state Supreme Court to demands from some students to cancel the test. CPR's Paolo Jalceda has more.
Law students will be able to transfer their applications for the July exam to the February test date and apply to be eligible for limited supervised practice. Dana Steiner, a recent graduate of CU Law, says the changes aren't enough.
It didn't appear that the court or the Office of Attorney Admissions had actually taken time to consider our requests and our grievances because it came out so quickly.
Recent grads have been advocating for diploma privilege, which would cancel the need for a bar exam. I'm Paolo Shalsetup, CPR News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that parts of Weld County currently excluded from certain air pollution regulations should not be. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The D.C. Circuit Appeals Court ruled that the EPA was wrong to not include northern Weld County in Colorado's non-attainment area. That's an area of 9 counties, including Denver and Boulder, that doesn't meet federal ozone air quality standards. The EPA argues emissions from this part of Weld County don't impact the Front Range because the Cheyenne Ridge, an elevated area of land, blocks pollution from traveling south. The court found that interpretation to be arbitrary. The ruling sends the matter back to the EPA. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.